Om Sri Sairam. Dearest Swami, we, your loving band boys, have gathered here today to celebrate the beginning of a happy, holy, joyful and a prosperous new year. Swami, even as people are busy making new resolutions, we have just one Swami, that whatever we do this year or in our life, we bring a smile on your face, that you are proud of us. Swami, we are your soldiers and you our master. We have gathered here today to welcome you, our Shahanshah, into our hearts.
Zoro is said to be a long legendary crusader, a gentleman, a rising hope and heroism for all the oppressed people around him. Agility, strength, intellect, leadership, discriminatory skills and respect towards fellow men are the hallmarks of Zoro. Indeed, he was a gentleman. Swami, we take pride in being your property. We know that you expect us to be your gentlemen. And that is the reason why we are standing here in front of you with a collective prayer in the form of our next piece, The Mask of Zorro, as we want you to shape our personalities, to mold ourselves into your gentlemen.
Om Shri Sai Ram, my most humble pranams at Bhagwan's divine lotus feet. At a tender age of 5, as a toddler, I was fortunate to join Swami's primary school. Swami, I left my parents, you became my divine parent. I left my toys, you played with me. Even before I could spell the word trust, you held my hand never to let go. Through those sleepless nights, you placed my head on your lap, reassuring me that you were always there for me and you will always be there for me. Back in those wonderful days of Dwapara, as you played the flute, the people of Vrindavan flocked to hear your melodious flute. Today, we have flocked here to hear your melodious tune, your divine music. And Swami, as your divine children, we hope and pray that we carry your message throughout the world. We become your worthy instruments. The next piece is dedicated to that little Krishna who stole our hearts. Swami, we may not see you today, but we know and we hear your divine flute all around. And that assures us that you are there, that you will always be there. Sai Ram.
Dearest Swami, before joining your institute, I had never even seen such world-class instruments, and you directly gave me a chance to learn on such instruments. Swami, thank you for blessing me so profusely. Swami, you are my superhero, as at every stage of my life, you have been ensuring that I get nothing but the very best, and I'm assured that in future too, you are going to hold me by my hand and lead me ahead. Bhagwan, with all our hearts filled with joy, now we offer to you our next piece, The Superman.
Thank you. Swami, in our childhood, we used to watch our favorite cartoon show, Popeye the Sailor Man, Popeye the Sailor Man, pom pom. Popeye is a sailor man who gets himself into trouble every time. And when he reaches his limit of despair, he has no other choice but to return to a can of spinach. And when he eats that spinach, he gets enormous energy to overcome all his problems. From this cartoon, it gives a relevant message that we are actually greater than what we think we actually are. All we need is your grace and blessings, Swami, just like the energy-giving spinach to the Popeye. Swami, we pray to you to constantly guide us, just like the horn of sheep, which tells all the sailors that there is somebody always around, just like you say, why fear when I am here? Swami, we present to you the next piece called Rhyme, Reach Your Master.
Happy New Year, Swami. This is a gifted opportunity for all of us to be the first ones to wish you Happy New Year every time. You are our life, Swami. We owe you everything. The next piece that we offer is a prayer for you to be our King, our Father, and be with us all through our life, and be our King forever. Dandalaya.
Thank you. In the ultimate piece of today's program, we celebrate Lord Shankara, the one who holds mighty Ganges in his matted locks, the one who adorns serpents on his neck, who is covered in ash, but yet considered to be the most auspicious one, one who is destroyer of all our fears, one who is slayer of demons, yet so loving, so compassionate that he is known as Bholenath, the one who is pleased with even the smallest offering. Salutations to Lord Sai, who is the Shankara himself. We offer this piece titled Shambho Shankara Deva.
भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबाय नमः ओम श्री साई सत्य स्वरूपाय नमः ओम श्री साई सत्य धर्म परायणाय नमः ओम श्री साई वरदाय नमः ओम श्री साई सत्पुरुषाय नमः ओम श्री साई सत्य गुणात्मने नमः ओम श्री साई साधु वर्धनाय नमः ओम श्री साई साधु जन पोषणाय नमः ओम श्री साई सर्वज्ञाय नमः ओम श्री साई सर्वजन प्रियाय नमः ओम श्री साई सर्वशक्ति मूर्तये नमः ओम श्री साई सर्वेशाय नमः ओम श्री साई सर्वसंग परित्यागिने नमः ओम श्री साई सर्वांतर्यामिने नमः ओम श्री साई महिमात्मने नमः ओ Om Shri Sai Maheshwar Swarupaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Pratigramodbhavaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Pratikshetra Nivasine Namaha. Om Shri Sai Ashakaya Shirdi Vasine Namaha. Om Shri Sai Jodi Adipalli Somappaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Bharatvaj Rishi Godraya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Bhaktavatsalaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Apantaratmane Namaha. Om Shri Sai Avataramurtaye Namaha. Om Shri Sai Sarva Bhaya Nivarine Namaha. Om Shri Sai Apastambha Sutraya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Abhaya Pradaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Ratnakara Vamshodbhavaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Shirdi Sai Abheda Shakti Avataraya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Shankaraya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Shirdi Sai Murtaye Namaha. Om Shri Sai Dwaraka Mai Vasine Namaha. Om Shri Sai Chitravati Tataputapatti Viharine Namaha. Om Shri Sai Shakti Pradaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Sharanagatatranaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Anandaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Anandadaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Artatranaparayanaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Anathanathaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Asahaya Sahayaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Lokabandhavaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Lokarakshaparayanaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Lokanathaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Dinajanaposhanaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Murtitraya Swarupaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Mukti Pradaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Kalusha Viduraya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Karunakaraya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Sarvadharaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Sarvahritvasine Namaha. Om Shri Sai Sarva Punya Bhara Pradaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Sarva Papa Kshayakaraya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Sarva Roga Nivarine Namaha. Om Shri Sai Sarva Badaharaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Anantanata Kartrine Namaha. Om Shri Sai Adipurushaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Adishaktaye Namaha. Om Shri Sai Aparupa Shaktine Namaha. Om Shri Sai Avyakta Rupine Namaha. Om Shri Sai Kamakrodha Dhvamsine Namaha. Om Shri Sai Kanakamradharine Namaha. Om Shri Sai Adbhutacharyaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Apad Bandhavaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Premaatmane Namaha. Om Shri Sai Premamurtaye Namaha. Om Shri Sai Premapradaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Priyaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Bhaktapriyaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Bhaktamandaraya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Bhakta Jana Hridaya Viharaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Bhakta Jana Hridayalayaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Bhakta Paradinaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Bhakti Jnana Pradipaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Bhakti Jnana Pradaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Sujnana Marga Darshakaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Jnana Swarupaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Gita Bodhakaya Namaha.
ఓం శ్రీ సాయి జ్ఞాన సిద్ధితాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సుందర రూపాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి పుణ్య పురుషాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ఫలప్రదాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి పురుషోత్తమాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి పురాణ పురుషాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి అతీతాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి కాలాతీతాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సిద్ధిరూపాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సిద్ధ సంకల్పాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ఆరోగ్య ప్రదాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి అన్నవస్త్రదాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సంసార దుఃఖక్షయకరాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వాభీష్ట ప్రదాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి కళ్యాణ గుణాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి కర్మధ్వంసినే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సాధు మానస శోభితాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వమత సమ్మతాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సాధు మానస పరిశోధకాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సాధకానుగ్రహ పటవృక్ష ప్రతిష్టాపకాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సకల సంశయహరాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సకల తత్వబోధకాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి యోగీశ్వరాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి యోగేంద్రవందితాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వమంగళకరాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వసిద్ధిప్రదాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ఆపన్నివారిణే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ఆర్తిహరాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి శాంతమూర్తయే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సులభ ప్రసన్నాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి భగవాన్ శ్రీ సత్య సాయి బాబాయ నమః.
సాయిరామ్. భగవాన్, ఆల్ ఆఫ్ అస్ హూ హావ్ అసెంబ్ల్డ్ హియర్, ది అలుమ్నై అండ్ ద డివోటీస్ అండ్ మెనీ అదర్స్ హూ జాయిన్ అస్ అట్ దిస్ మూమెంట్ ఇన్ ఆల్ దేర్ ప్రేయర్స్, వి ఆఫర్ our salutations at thy divine lotus feet. Swami, we are grateful to you for bringing us at your sannidhi year after year, year after year, to shower your love. We are indebted to you for this. You have taught us what is the real meaning of prema bandham. It is not yet another alumni meet of a typical institution. It is not an occasion when alumni meet for a networking. It is a time when each alumni is engaged in sadhana. An experience between him and you, Lord, which is the real prema bandham. We are grateful to you for giving us this opportunity to realize this through various seva undertaken in the last couple of days. Swami, you are our friend, philosopher, guide, above all, everything what we know. We sincerely pray and offer the day's proceedings at thy divine lotus feet. Swami, we just have one prayer. Make us a silent sevak. Silent sevak. A silent, silent sevak as part of your divine mission. Fellow pilgrims at the lotus feet, Sai Ram to all of you. Wish you all a year full of divine thoughts, engaged completely, soaked in divine thoughts, wherein each one of us can engage in more and more Sai Seva. When each one of us can chant the divine name more and more on more and more occasions. Sarvada, Sarvakaleshu, Sarvatra, Sai Chintanam. Let that be our prayer to Bhagwan on this occasion. May Swami bless everyone. Let us all pray, as Swami said, Samasta Lokaha Sukhino Bhavantu. As it is customary to commence Prema Bandham celebration, we have an alumni to share his experience. He is an engineering student and did his master's in business administration in the year 1994 to 96. He has 2 decades of experience in the corporate circles in India. He is currently the CSO of Naukri.com and heads a business of $100 million. He is also associated with management institutes and serves them on the board. He is also an alumni of Wharton Business School. His entire family is engaged in Sai Seva. Let me have the pleasure of welcoming Venkat Ramani Suresh Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwaraha, Guru Kshakshat Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Offering my most humble salutations to our revered Lord Swami, revered elders, dear brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to all of you. Wishing you all a very, very happy new year. As I stand here, a lot of memories, nostalgic memories that goes through my mind I have spoken in multiple forums, but coming back to our institute, standing here, speaking in front of those very professors and those very teachers, and sharing some of the thoughts which Swami is asking me to speak today, is something probably the most blessed day of my life. I couldn't have imagined anything better than this as the gift from Swami's abode. Today happens to be my son's star birthday as well. I was not expecting this. A couple of years back, a journalist wanted to interview us. We were probably the first Indian internet company to have got listed in the stock exchange. We started as a startup, and when we got listed in the stock exchange, the Indian investors and the global investors started understanding the magnitude of what internet could actually do to the way we do our business. And when this journalist asked me, the first question that she asked me, what is your USP? And I'm sure the management students would understand what USP means. Unique selling proposition. And I was thinking for a second as to what to answer. What is my USP? Is it my engineering degree? Or is it the awards? Or is it the gold medals that I got? What is the USP? What is the USP of each and every Sai student? What is the USP of everyone sitting in this hall? What is the USP of millions and millions and millions of devotees across the globe? What is the USP? Swami, Swami, and only Swami. So I introspected. In the Rama avatar, Rama was God, was known to very, very few people. In the Krishna avatar, even Arjuna had his own doubts and apprehensions about Krishna being God. What is the USP of Sai avatar? When I thought about it, Swami, in his own inevitable ways, see, each one of us, he has connected. All of us are in this room, in this hall, millions of people who are not here, they are all connected to Bhagwan through love. He has sent invitation cards to all of us in very unique ways. Each and every one of us are connected to Bhagwan, and that connect is something Bhagwan has done in the human form. In the human form, Swami comes, he says, my life is my message. He transforms children, he transforms people across the globe, people who even haven't had a darshan of him. So when I introspected on this thought of USP, I said to myself and to the journalist that the only USP that I have, that I had the chance to have the sparshan, darshan and sambhashan of the divine master, of the very God, what else is needed? Do we need anything else in this life? Absolutely not. This reminds me of my engineering days. As a 17-year-old boy, my parents are not devoted to God, meaning devoted to Swami. I mean, for me, God is Swami and Swami is God. So, pardon me if I say Swami as God and God as Swami. So, in my first year of engineering, my roommate, his brother, was studying here. And he used to come and tell me that, you know, Suresh, you come to Kodaikanal. I was in Madurai and Swami is coming to Kodaikanal, you come. And I used to argue with him, saying that, you know, how can Swami, how can God be in human form? And these discussions were going on for a couple of days, and eventually Swami came to Kodaikanal, and this boy was able to convince me to go to Kodaikanal. And I was in Kodaikanal, landed there, but not interested to go for darshan. And he still told me, come. I don't know, something happened that I went for darshan with him. And probably he had a student in the college, because of that he knew when Swami came early and how to go and all that. So I got probably the best seat or best place to sit. As a 17-year-old engineering student, not knowing anything about Bhagwan, I'm standing and sitting there, and Swami comes, looks at both of us, and looks at me in my ears, in my eyes. I don't know what he did to me. I started profusely crying. Nothing happened. Just nothing happened. Just a look in my eyes, and here I'm crying. And I realized something else is happening to me. Over the next 4 years, I used to spend all my study holidays in Prashantinilayam. Bring my books, stay in the shed, come and do seva and study. The time came that I had to finish my engineering and I had to look forward to what next. So that what next was, by the time I had realized that God has descended on earth and there is no interest in me, I said to Swami many times, not physical interactions, but through letters. I used to believe in writing letters to Swami. And I used to always think that whenever Swami accepts a letter, that means it is His divine will. It is accepted. So those days, Prashantinilayam, super speciality hospital was getting built. And I was an instrumentation engineer. So I thought, the best way to be with Bhagwan is to get a job in the hospital. So I used to write letters to Bhagwan and wait in the darshan line, wherever, saying, Swami, I want a job in the hospital. And whenever I used to have that letter, Swami used to avoid me. And I never used to get the first line. Then I realized, you know, this is not working for me. I need to do something else with Bhagwan. And you know, Swami used to play tricks. Whenever I am there, He will avoid that side and move that side. So I realized that, you know, this is something else I need to play, and I used to play. Then a thought came to my mind saying, why not I try and do an MBA? At least I can be with Swami for 2 years. So then I started writing letters to Swami asking for an MBA. First letter I wrote, and Swami picked it up immediately. Then I said, hey, my God, now I have 2 years with Swami. And God has His own tricks. So the day of the entrance examination, I had a Viva OC in my engineering. Swami plays His own tricks. So I said, what should I do? I mean, if I don't take the Viva OC, I will fail. If I don't come for MBA, I will lose the entrance. I can't come here. Then I prayed to Bhagwan and I said, let me at least do my engineering first and then pray to Swami. So I finished my engineering, got a reasonably good mark. Then for a year I had to wait. And I waited for a year. And the journey still continues. I'll spend probably a few more minutes explaining this. I was supposed to come for the entrance examination to Prashantinilayam. And I didn't know that the entrance examination starts at 7 o'clock in the morning. And I somehow missed the bus from Parthi to Bangalore to Prashantinilayam. So I'm stranded in Bangalore. And I had to reach Parthi. It was, I think, late in the night or something. I had to somehow come and I asked somebody who was a milkman or somebody, and I came in a milk van from Bangalore to some place and then from there to Prashantinilayam. And I reached Prashantinilayam, it was, I think, 10 o'clock or something, the exam is over. And here I am saying, Swami is going to give me a seat. And all the authorities here, nobody allowed me to write the exam. They said, you are late. Punctuality is the most important thing in our institute. And I prayed, begged, cried, and I told them that Swami has accepted my letter. and He will give me a seat no matter what happens. I didn't move. I don't know what happened. After an hour, I was allowed to write the examination. I was the only guy sitting and writing the exam. After that, I did extremely well in the GD. And that year, for some reason, all those candidates who were selected went to Swami. So Swami, I'm told by the authorities and friends that, you know, Swami personally handpicked, not that only our batch, every batch, not even a blade of grass moves without His will. We can't come to this place without Swami's will. And Swami got me a seat here. And I was here doing my MBA. So proud, so happy. Now I've got Swami. There's nothing else in the world I could aspire for. And my first interaction, again, when I joined, Sai Kulwantwal was getting constructed. Swami was in Vrindavan. We couldn't even have darshan of Swami for almost three months or 2 months or something. So first darshan, I'm going to Vrindavan. And we all had a chance to sit next to Swami in Trai. And Swami was asking me, he was asking everybody, and he asked me, what did you do? I said, Swami, instrumentation engineering, Swami. Swami asked, what is the relationship between engineering and MBA? Then, you know, as a young engineering student, I'm trying to explain to Swami, saying, Swami, process control, instrumentation engineering, MBA, I will do all this. And Swami said, Dunapota, idli or sambar? Swami said, engineering and MBA is idli and sambar. So the whole journey of being with Bhagwan, being with Swami. So coming back to this whole incident about the USP, I think all of us, as students of Bhagwan, as devotees of Bhagwan, we need to remind ourselves of this unique opportunity that we get. More often than not, in our own maya, we forget. The moment you come very close to Swami, you tend to forget that Swami is God. You tend to forget that He is divine. And He obviously, uses His own divine maya to make sure that you forget that He is God. What is it that we learn in this institute? And that lady journalist asked me further, after I replied that my USP is God or the institute, she asked me, tell me something tangible, because these journalists don't leave you. She said, something tangible, because I can't understand your Swami. Tell me something that is tangible, that you have imbibed, that you're practicing, that tells me that Swami or the institute has influenced you. Then I started introspecting. What is it that we have taught? Is it that the management courses that we have learned? Definitely not. The very fact that this is called integral education. We live in a hostel, 14 people in a room. That's my first year MBA. 14 people in a room. And it was a shock to me, coming from an engineering where I had a single room to stay. 14 people in a room, people from different cultures, different backgrounds, participating in sports meets, participating in Vedam chanting, getting up at 4:30 in the morning. What does Swami teach you? Rather, teaches us. 4 D's. Discipline. Determination. Devotion and discrimination. Subtly, if you look at the entire hostel program, the entire mandir program, Swami is not someone who has created all of this as independent programs. They are all integrated programs. You get up at 4:30 in the morning, that's the discipline. You go for a jogging, you go for meditation, you go for suprabhatam, then you come back. You go in a line. Which management institute today Students go in a line from hostel to the institute. We serve food. We take care of maintenance. So I explained to this journalist that today in the corporate world, what is lacking is business ethics and integrity. What is lacking is business ethics and integrity. Skills and competencies can be bought. There are millions of people with fantastic degrees from the best global B schools. But what does Swami teach here? What does this institute teach? Is this discrimination to know the right and to know the wrong, good and the bad. Now once you know the discrimination, you need to have the determination to follow the right and the discipline to sustain and continue and the devotion. Here the devotion, I would put it in Swami's words, fear of sin and love for God. Each one of us, when we get into any work, we always think that Swami is watching us, Swami is watching us, Swami is watching us. And let me give you another interesting insight about how Swami protects us in the real business world and how each one of us as students of Swami actually have a huge responsibility on our shoulders. Now we can say that, you know, we use Swami's brand and bail ourselves out. Yes, Swami does bail you out. I mean, my two pillars of connect with Swami is implicit faith and implicit surrender. I'll give you an example where we were actually traveling abroad. It was a business deal. And I had told my boss that I will handle this myself. And he said, I'll come with you. I said, no, not required. I will manage it. It was a very, very critical business deal for us. And having told that I will manage it myself, on the day morning, I prayed to Swami and said, Swami, now I need to manage it. Now you are there with me. So I went for the discussion. The discussion went for about 2.5 hours. It was we presenting our facts and their side presenting our facts. I don't want to get into the details about what went there. The discussion didn't go well, probably for the first 1.5-2 hours in the way we expected it. And I was wearing a blazer tie and my watch. This is Swami gave this watch and I'm still not wearing any other watch. 1996, Swami gave this watch to all of us. And somehow, the person on the other side who was leading this discussion happened to see my watch because this blazer of mine just moved a bit. And he looked at me and said, Suresh, what is this? I said, this is Swami's watch. He said, are you anyway connected to the Sathya Sai? I said, yes, I'm a student of Swami. He said to the other delegates out there, he said, order lunch. And he said, this is Swami's student. Nothing can go wrong with him. Just go ahead and sign. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, when I speak about this, the next question comes, is that, are we leveraging Swami's brand for commercial reasons? It is not. I didn't even try it. What I inferred from this is when you have that implicit surrender and complete faith in Swami, He tests you. He tests you. However, He comes to rescue us at the real hour of need. Brothers and sisters, on this occasion, let me remind you that all of us are really gifted, really fortunate to have been with the Lord, to have spoken to the Lord, to have touched God. What else? And even from a materialistic world, He still takes care of us. I mean, I was overwhelmed with the fact that just a prayer to Swami and Swami comes to rescue you. And this is not just me. There are many, many, many such Sai students out there for whom Swami comes in different ways and means without even we knowing. I mean, I don't think these stories can be articulated and written in books. It goes, goes and goes. Now, what is it that Swami wants from us? He has given us love. He has given us this education. He has given us values. He has got us what we are today. And Swami says, my students are my property. This is a very, very strong statement made by God coming in human form. And he is saying that he has got many things. I mean, there are millions of devotees, millions of things he has to do. He says, my students are the only property that I have. It puts tremendous responsibility on us. It's one thing to say that Swami appreciates us, Swami gives us chances, but never ever forget the responsibility that you hold on as ambassadors, as messengers, as students of Bhagwan. And more so, in the given context, it is important for each one of us to live up to those expectations, live up to those commitments that we have given, and Swami expects. ஈன்ற பொழுதிலும் பிரிதுவக்கத் தன் மகனை சான்றோன் எனக் கேட்டதாய். What does this mean? ஈன்ற பொழுதிலும் பிரிதுவக்க தன் மகனை சான்றோன் எனக் கேட்டதாய். For us, Swami is mother. And mother will be proud only when others call their children, her children, scholars. Chandron is scholar. It is not that you've achieved something materially, it's not that you've achieved something on your professional life, but scholar is someone who is above all, conducts himself in a manner deems fit for a Sai student, deems fit for a Sai devotee, deems fit for a Sai family. As a family, as a Sai family, this tremendous responsibility on us to carry on this mission and to be ideal students, ideal devotees of Bhagwan. And let me pray to Bhagwan, asking him to guide us, to lead us. And as he always does, let Swami work through us and we become useful instruments in Swami's lotus hands and his mission. Om Sri Sai Ram. Thank you.
गणनाथ गजानन गजवदना ಗಣೇಶ ವಿನಾಯಕ ಪಾಹಿ ಗಣೇಶ ವಿನಾಯಕ ಪಾಲಕ ಮಂಗಲದಾಯಕ
ಪಾಲಕ ಮಂಗಲದಾಯಕ
ತ್ರಿಭುವನ ಪಾಲಕ ಮಂಗಲದಾಯಕ
ಪಾಲಕ ಮಂಗಲದಾಯಕ
ವಿದ್ಯಾ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಿ ಪ್ರದಾಯಕ ಪಾಲಕ ಮಂಗಲದಾಯಕ
ಮನ ಪಾಲಕ ಮಂಗಲದಾಯಕ
ವಿದ್ಯಾ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಿ ಪ್ರದಾಯಕ
ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಿ ಪ್ರದಾಯಕ
ಹಿ ಗಣೇಶ ವಿನಾಯಕ ಗಣೇಶ ವಿನಾಯಕ
ಪಾಹಿ ಗಣೇಶ ವಿನಾಯಕ
ಪಾಹಿ ಗಣೇಶ ವಿನಾಯಕ
ಪಾಹಿ ಗಣೇಶ ವಿನಾಯಕ
ಅಂಬಿಕತನಯ ಗಜಾನನ ಭಜನ ಬಿನಾ ಸುಖ ಶಾಂತಿ ನಹೀ
ಭಜನ ಬಿನಾ ಶಾಂತಿ ನಹೀ
ಹರಿ ಭಜನ ಬಿನಾ ಸುಖ ಶಾಂತಿ ನಹೀ
ಭಜನ ಬಿನಾ ಶಾಂತಿ
ನಹೀ ಹರಿ ನಾಮ ಬಿನಾ ಆನಂದ ನಹೀ ಆನಂದ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಬಿನಾ ಉದ್ಧಾರ
ಭಕ್ತಿ ಬಿನಾ ಉದ್ಧಾರ
ಪ್ರೇಮ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಬಿನಾ ಉದ್ಧಾರ ಹರಿ
शांति नहीं
जप ध्यान बिना संयोग नहीं
जप ध्यान बिना संयोग नहीं
जप ध्यान बिना संयोग
कृष्ण जय गोपाल कृष्ण जय गोपाल बाल बाल राधा कृष्ण जय
गोविंद कृष्ण जय गोपाल कृष्ण जय गोपाल बाल बाल राधा कृष्ण जय
गोविंद कृष्ण जय गोपाल कृष्ण जय गोपाल बाल बाल राधा कृष्ण जय
गोविंद कृष्ण जय गोपाल कृष्ण जय गोपाल बाल बाल राधा कृष्ण जय
कृष्ण जय कृष्ण जय कृष्ण जय Krishna, 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 Jai.
Krishna, Jai. Krishna, Jai. Krishna, Jai.
Krishna, Jai.
Krishna, 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 Jai.
Krishna, Jai. Krishna, Jai. Krishna, Jai. Krishna, 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 Jai.
Krishna, Jai. Krishna, Jai.
Krishna, Jai.
Krishna, 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 Jai.
Govinda, Krishna, Jai. Gopala, Krishna, Jai. Gopala, Bala, Bala, Radha, Krishna, Jai.
Govinda, Krishna, Jai. Gopala, Krishna, Jai. Gopala, Bala, Bala, Radha, Krishna, Jai.
Gopi mai meera man vihari vadana mohana murali dhari krishna jai
gopi kamala hari pyari mai meera man vihari vadana mohana murali dhari krishna jai
gopi kamala hari pyari mai meera man vihari vadana mohana murali dhari krishna jai
Krishna Jai,
Krishna Jai, Krishna Jai, Krishna Jai, Krishna 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 Jai,
Krishna Jai, Krishna Jai,
Krishna Jai,
Krishna 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 Jai,
Krishna Jai. Rama Krishna Jai, Radha Krishna Jai, Bala Krishna 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 Jai.
Krishna Jai, Rama Krishna Jai, Radha Krishna Jai, Bala Krishna 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 Jai.
Krishna Jai, Krishna Jai, Krishna Jai, Krishna Jai, Krishna 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 Jai.
Krishna Jai, Krishna Jai, Krishna Jai, Krishna Jai,
Krishna 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 Jai.
Govinda Krishna Jai, Gopala Krishna Jai, Gopala Bala Bala Radha Krishna Jai.
Govinda Krishna Jai, Gopala Krishna Jai, Gopala Bala Bala Radha Krishna Jai.
Gopika Mala Hari Pyari Mai Meera Mana Vihari Madana Mohana Murali Dhari Krishna Jai.
Gopi Kamala Hari Pyari Mai Meera Mana Vihari Madana Mohana Murali Dhari Krishna Jai.
Krishna Jai, Krishna Jai, Krishna Jai, Krishna 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 Jai.
Krishna Jai, Krishna Jai,
Krishna Jai,
Krishna 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 Jai.
Krishna Jai, Rama Krishna Jai, Radha Krishna Jai, Bala Krishna 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 Jai.
Krishna Jai, Rama Krishna Jai, Radha Krishna Jai, Bala Krishna 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 Jai.
Krishna Jai, Krishna Jai, Krishna Jai, Krishna Jai, Krishna 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 Jai.
Krishna Jai, Krishna Jai, Krishna Jai, Krishna Jai,
Krishna 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 Jai.
Govinda Krishna Jai, Gopala Krishna Jai, Gopala Bala Bala Radha Krishna Jai. Om Jai Jagadish Hare Swami Satya Sai Hare Bhakta Jana Samrashaka Bhakta Jana Samrashaka Pati Maheshwara Om Jai Jagadish Hare Shashi Vadana Shitara Sarva Swami Sarva Pranapate Ashrita Kalpalatika Ashrita Kalpalatika Aparadvandava Om Jai Jagadish Hare Mata Pita
దైవము మరియంతయు నీవే స్వామి మరియంతయు నీవే నాద బ్రహ్మ జగన్నాథ నాద బ్రహ్మ జగన్నాథ నాగేంద్ర శయన ఓం జయ జగదీశ హరి
శ్రీ సత్య సాయి బాబాజీ కీ జయ.